Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin Price with us for the next two segments, talking Tennessee football. Austin, first full day in full pads. We like to say that we bang hats on this show. They were banging hats in Knoxville today. What was the immediate impression from the coaches after the first full day in pads?
Well, we got to meet with Jeremy Pruitt earlier today. He had to postpone his regularly scheduled media availability yesterday, Chad. And
hey, what happened with that? Do you know?
There were some reports out there,
that he got like hit in a drill or something, right?
Yeah, there you go. So he didn't address that. So, point is he talked about the juice they
had. Did he look okay? He didn't like limp up there or anything, right? No noticeable bruises.
He looked fine. Unlike Terry Fair, who is working right now with like kind of a partially torn ACL that he sustained this summer, and no contact injury, by the way. But
it happens when you get up into your 40s, like Terry Fair is now.
It's true. Terry Fair is in his early 40s. But Coach Pruitt talked about the juice they brought to practice. Told the young guys, "Okay, hey, we've seen you do it. At the bat's bad news, because now we want to see you do it again, because, you know, we now know you're capable. Now let's see if you can do it again, show some consistency." But I think that's a good sign that the team, you know, came ready for that first full day in pads and impressed the head coach for him to talk about the juice they brought to practice, some of the positives that they brought. Coach Pruitt's never going to be one to talk specifics, but, you know, if he's throwing that any kind of slight compliment, I think that that means that the team as a whole showed up yesterday ready to go, which is a good sign for this football team, because I think they really can't afford down days with this current team.
And Austin, you were talking about that consistency or lack thereof with some of the guys in this team. If you had to point to two or three guys that you feel like this staff feels good about their effort consistently and being the type of player they want in the program, who's been a couple of those guys that they can point to and say, this is the toughness and effort you need to play with?
Well, I think defensively it starts with Daniel Batuli. They've been really happy with what he's brought. You know, obviously he was limited in spring practice. Also defensively, they've been happy with a guy like Nigel Warrior, who's been fairly consistent through the first handful of practices in fall camp. Offensively, they're not going to say it, but they've been, I think, pleasantly happy with the consistency that Jared Garantano has shown through the first, you know, five, six practices of fall camp as they get through, you know, the first practice in pads. But, you know, outside of that, you're not going to hear them talk much about offensive guys, because they're still trying to figure out where they're at on the offensive line, where they're at running back. And then I think maybe the one position where they're a little bit disappointed at this point, and that's partly because Juwan Jennings is, you know, still coming along slowly, coming off that off-season knee surgery, clean up, and just to me, drop balls as wide receiver. So, you know, it's not far enough into fall camp to have a panic, but at the same time, they would like to see that particular unit take a step forward maybe the rest of this week and into next.
Austin, we're dealing here with Mike Vrabel, who's super secretive about injuries. There comes a time where he's obviously got to say more based on the injury report. Wondering how Jeremy Pruitt's been on injuries to this point, where he's not obligated to tell you anything.
Well, and that's the thing. Unlike the NFL, they'll eventually have to give that injury report. But Mike Vrabel learned from Bill Belichick. Jeremy Pruitt learned from Nick Saban. Yeah. And so you're not going to get a whole lot, Paul. You know, he'll talk about a guy, you know, being limited, that kind of thing. And he was fairly, you know, blunt early in fall camp. There's a handful of guys that, you know, are not quite ready. We're going to bring them along slowly. Those guys were Juwan Jennings, Chance Hall, and so forth. And so, you know, that's about as far as you're going to get with the injury stuff with Coach Pruitt.
Just how might things change in the industry and your niche of the industry if and when legalized gambling prompts colleges to have to release some sort of official injury report?
I mean, it'll be interesting to see how that goes down, and you know, what will be the, you know, parameters of such. And you know, I think it'll be much like the NFL, and you'll see a lot of college guys talk with the Bill Belichicks and Mike Vrabels and right on down the list to the Jason Garretts of how they handle certain injuries. I mean, you know, Tom Brady's a guy who's been on the injury report for, you know, 20 years, you know. And so I think it's always easier to maybe just throw some guys on there knowing that, hey, they're going to play, but that way that, you know, that you don't cross any line. So I do think it'll have an effect. I think that the college coaches are really, I think, to me, unaware of how big of an effect that will have on their week-to-week routine, because they've never had to do it. And so I think, you know, guys that have been in the NFL understand it, but those kind of like lifetime college coaches, you know, it'll be something new, and it'll be a learning process.
Austin Price with VolQuest.com is our guest. When Tennessee lines up against West Virginia, do you think that we'll see at least one freshman starting in the secondary?
I do. I think, I mean, you know, competitions are still ongoing. I just have a hard time believing that Delonte Taylor doesn't start at corner. And I think there's a chance that, you know, a couple other true freshmen will play, whether that's Bryce Thompson or Trayvon Flowers. You know, they like both those players a lot. And you know, while they've still got a learning curve, you know, I think it could be a lot like when Eric Berry was a freshman, you know, even though he was out there for that first play because Tennessee went to a nickel set. You know, Jerrod Parris got a lion's share of the work, and then all of a sudden that next week, Eric Berry just kind of took over and ran with it. I'm not comparing any of these young kids to Eric Berry, so don't misunderstand. But
right.
My point is like, you're going to have a point where, like, some of these older guys may start early in the year, but once they lose their spot, I don't know if they regain it, because I think the Bryce Thompsons, Trayvon Flowers, and so forth, you know, are guys that, once they get in there, you're not going to move them. They're going to root their way in and be settled in.
Austin, we've talked a lot about the quarterback race. You were feeling pretty good about Jarrett Garantano being the guy. Has anything happened over the last few days to make you think otherwise?
No. And, you know, I do think that it's more of I think this is Jarrett Garantano's show. I mean, I know some people are going to say, well, it's only a handful of days into fall camp. But, you know, you talk to enough people around the program, and you know that, you know, that there are limitations for Keller Crist. And so, you know, it's not set in stone. He's not been named the starter. The competition continues. But you talk to enough people, and you just get in there. That's why you get the notion that, you know, Jarrett Garantano has done everything this summer and early in fall camp to really establish himself as the guy. And I'll be the first one to say, I thought he had an excellent opportunity to take a fairly sizable lead heading into fall camp, going the golf analogy route, which would be like the back nine in spring. And I thought he was not as consistent as he could have been and did not separate himself enough for a guy that was facing competition for someone who's not here. Crist is here. He's upped his game. He's been really good in summer workouts as a leader. And then thus far been really consistent through the first handful of days of fall camp. It feels like Jarrett Garantano is really kind of establishing himself as Tennessee's starting quarterback, whether Coach Pruitt has announced him as such or not.
Austin Price from VolQuest.com is our guest. One thing that I've read a lot about at VolQuest from you guys, just in observations from practice, a lot of drops from the wide receivers. That's a position that could be a strength for Tennessee. Is the coaching staff concerned with the amount of drops against air that they've seen so far from this group?
Yeah, I think there's some concern there. But at the same time, you're only a handful of days into fall camp. So, you know, there's time to correct that. And, you know, Juwan Jennings is not 100%. They've been slowly bringing him along. He's getting closer and closer. And when you factor in that he's really not played football in almost 11 and a half months, and you know, it's just, you know, sometimes it's hard to get your timing back. And you can tell with each practice, he gets more confident in the knee. He gets more confident overall. And, you know, that old swagger that Juwan's always carried, it's still deep down inside. I mean, that kid's maybe the most competitive kid on this football team, maybe the most confident kid on this football team. And, he'll lead that group. I think that's probably, if you talk to anybody around the program, they'll talk about how much Juwan has actually emerged as a true leader. You know, and I think that's a great sign. Obviously, Marquez Callaway brings his personality to the receiver room. And then Jordan Murphy, you probably saw the catch on Twitter yesterday. He continues to maybe have the most consistent camp and then really picking up off what he did in the spring as anybody in that receiving room. I've been real impressed with him. And then Cedric Tillman. This looks like a different kid than maybe Tennessee's had at wide receiver. He's big. He's long. But he can also run. If he can start to, you know, just be more consistent, then all of a sudden I think he can really help this team on the field quicker than many would have ever thought, considering he was a guy that they took at the, you know, 11:59, basically, if you're rolling out the midnight to strike Cinderella's clock. They took him at the last possible minute right before signing day.
And tell the story, if you can, of Cedric Tillman, because it's a fascinating one that you've got a guy that size from that program that didn't really have any offers until Tennessee came to the table late in the game.
Played at Bishop Gorman out in Las Vegas, and you're right, was relatively unnoticed, was going to walk on at USC. And Clay Helton called Tyson, his younger brother, and said, "Hey, you guys have some scholarships available." And I think that's pretty mean. I think every team wants to improve their you know, walk-ons. I mean, he'd have been a heck of a walk-on, you know, at USC. And yeah, I think it's pretty stand-up of Clay Helton to make that call to Tyson and, you know, say, "Hey, you ought to take a look at this guy. You guys have some scholarships available, and I think, you know, he could probably help you." And Tennessee got involved. You know, he you know, signed with Tennessee sight unseen and then came out, you know, a week or two later for an official for a visit. So, you know, he is a very interesting story. And like I said, you don't expect him to be Kelly Washington out there in 2018. But at the same time, he's a bigger bodied receiver. He separates well. He's got good hands. And he's still learning the game. But he can help this football team. When you look across the board at the fact that Josh Palmer continues to have trouble catching the football and the fact that they're just not a real deep position. They move Malik Gray, but I mean, you know, anytime you're moving, bouncing around at different positions, I think that really means you have no position. So Malik Gray trying to find a home. We'll see if that's a receiver. He's obviously a great raw athlete. Maybe he can polish himself, the Middle Tennessee native, kid from Laverne, and become a consistent playmaker to join Tillman as couple of young kids that can help this team out wide.
You know, we've talked about the roster building of Jeremy Pruitt and trying to make this team whatever it can be in year one and not really playing it out for the long-term future, but trying to make this team substantial this first year. Tennessee added another player to the class of 2018 over the weekend. What can you tell us about the latest addition, and is this another example of Jeremy Pruitt going out of his way to try to find some diamonds in the rough?
Well, I think that he's constantly trying to add different players to this football team and you know, trying to add walk-ons. I mean, you look at Jarius Abercrombie, you know, and different players that they've added trying to improve their walk-ons. And I think that's the biggest thing, Chad, is when you look at where this team was a year ago, just depth-wise, and where they are now, it's really night and day. And then their walk-ons are vastly different than what they were a year ago. I mean, you look at the Gaddy kid from Middle Tennessee, you know, the Mize kid that looks like, you know, Danny Woodhead out there, you know, playing kind of some slot stuff and then working him out of the backfield. So Tennessee's constantly trying to add pieces that are walk-ons. And when they can do that, then it helps the overall depth. It helps your practice and ability to practice at a high level where there's no drop-off. And I think that's what Jeremy Pruitt's trying to do.
Well, and one guy who's not a walk-on, but you had a great piece on at VolQuest, is Austin Pope. Where do you see him fitting in this offense, and why is he the type of guy this staff really likes?
Pope's just versatile, and Pope is just doing everything they ask. It doesn't, you know, and I think that's what really this coaching staff gravitates toward on a player like him. You know, hey, you know, you just, everything we ask you to do, any obstacle we put in front of you, you jump over it. And, you know, play a little fullback, done. You know, split out wide, done. I mean, anything you want to do. And Austin's a kid that was a great athlete at Sevier County High School up through his junior year and then transferred to CAK his senior year. a unique story from the standpoint of he was really close with his dad. His dad passed away at a young age, and you know, just has continued to fight through adversity. He had back problems when he first got to Tennessee, but this kid's always been a freak athlete, Chad. I mean, back in high school, he routinely was jumping over defenders. And I mean, like, at his size and his ability to do that was really, really impressive. He's not back to that athletically, but he's back to where he's just a really good athlete that's versatile, who can help this team, whether it be as an H-back, a lead blocker, or lining up in the slot and running a pattern to catch a pass. But he does anything this coaching staff has asked. He is one that has just put his nose to the grindstone. And when things weren't going his way his first couple of years here, he didn't bat an eye. He didn't think about leaving. He just continued to work, and it's paid off in a big way with his new coaching staff.
Austin Price from VolQuest.com is our guest. Austin, looking at the offensive line, if Chance Hall can be healthy and if they can get something out of Drew Richmond, with the plan to sort of slot Trey Smith at an available spot, how big is that for Tennessee if you could get contributions from both of those guys at tackle and allow Trey Smith to play on the interior of that line?
I think it's huge. If you can get Drew to kind of finally live up to the hype after all these years, if you can get Chance Hall to be healthy again, you know, I think it takes this offensive line, and all of a sudden they become more than just serviceable. They become, you know, a really solid unit. And so if you're able to put Brandon Kennedy and Trey Smith, and I think Trey's going to play left guard if he's inside. So, because that's what he, you know, I think that's where he feels comfortable beside Drew Richmond. So you would go, you know, Trey Smith, left guard, Kennedy at center. I think that right guard slot is one that's just totally wide open, maybe the most open position on the football team. I think there's several different people that can play there. Locklear, Carvin, right on down the list, Ryan Johnson. You know, and I don't know if you don't slide Ryan Johnson into that role. I mean, I think he's one of your, you know, top five or six offensive linemen. Who becomes kind of that Swiss Army knife? Who's that sixth guy that can play? Maybe that is Trey Smith. He's your Swiss Army knife is your best offensive lineman, to where, you know, he can play left guard, he can play right guard. If they need him to, he can play tackle. He can kind of play all over the map outside of center, and let's face it, he can play center if he needed to, but they don't need him to play center. You know, but the offensive line, if they can get contributions out of those two at tackle, especially Chance Hall, I think he could be the real game changer if he's able to slowly come along, build up to it, and then kind of work his way into the lineup. I don't think West Virginia is where you see Chance Hall. I think you hope to see him work his way into the lineup against ETSU and UTEP, and then be full go for that fourth game against Florida.
Austin Price, you can read all of his work at VolQuest.com. Does a great job there, does a great job with us. Austin, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.